Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. Yeah, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This show is brought to you by DraftKings, and we're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Starting this hour off talking some NFL draft, Matthew Friedman joins the program now. He is with Fantasy Life. I get the newsletter. It is awesome. Great nuggets in there every single day. And he's on the Progressive guest line this morning. Matthew, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Dude, it is great to be here. It is the best time of the year. I mean, Super Bowl is great. Football season is great. But the draft, man, it really is like Christmas for me.
That's good to hear. I love the event as well. It's right up there with any of the other ones that we have throughout the entire calendar year. I also like what you wrote in your latest mock draft, partially because I have a bet on this, but also it makes a lot of sense. You're not exactly buying all this steam. Now, you're pointing out that maybe we do get five quarterbacks in the first round and this goes over, but you think there's definitely a path where Nix and Penix each go beyond the first round and into the second. Explain why.
Yeah, if you look historically at the types of quarterbacks who go in round one versus the types of quarterbacks who go near the top of round two, there really is a difference. And to me, this kind of harkens back to the 2011 draft class, where you had Cam Newton at the top as a difference-making, Heisman-winning quarterback, definitely worthy of being number one. We have something like that here with Caleb Williams. And then you had three other quarterbacks go in the top 12. I think we see something like that this year as well. And then you had two other guys who were kind of lingering on the periphery. They didn't make it in round one. They went in the first five picks of round two, and that's Andy Dalton and Colin Kaepernick. Both of those guys ended up starting for their franchises and had, you know, pretty good careers for guys drafted in round two. I think that's kind of the thing that we see with Bo Nix and Michael Penix. If you are a GM and you draft one of those guys in round one, there is a clock that is starting on you and on him. And the expectation, rightly or wrongly, whether he's drafted number one or number 32, the expectation, if he's a first rounder, is that he will be your franchise quarterback. And I just think that is too big of a chance to take with Penix and with Nix. Like, I like both of them in theory. Like, I can see how either one of them could turn into a guy who has a pretty decent career. But drafting either one of them in round one is just a little bit too much. And finally, I'll say the mocks historically overmock quarterbacks each year, and a lot of the sports books, in my opinion, will base a lot of the lines that they set on what they see in the big mock drafts. And so every year it's just almost a given. Whatever the number is for the quarterbacks, total quarterbacks taken in round one, betting the under has historically been profitable on that. So I am betting the under. I am fading that we see Michael Penix and Bo Nix in round one.
And you also, because the juice now has completely flipped, it's basically, and it's going to be phrased maybe differently at different sports books, but it's either Michael Penix to be a first round pick or his draft position 32.5. And at most spots, the under 32.5 has turned into a, you know, pretty significant favorite. And you bet the over on that at plus money?
Exactly. The under on that is a favorite. I disagree with it. I think it's a lot of the quarterback hype that we see every year. I think he should be favored. I would say actually this is probably a coin flip, maybe, if I'm trying to be generous with it. But man, I really don't want to be generous. I do have a position on over 32.5 at plus 190 odds, and I bet that at DraftKings.
How strong are you that Daniels goes to when this is much ado about nothing the last week or so with the nonsense?
No one knows anything. This is very much Trey Lance, Mac Jones, number three for the 49ers a few years ago. No one definitively knows anything. But I will say this. Daniel Jeremiah was one of the strongest, strongest mock drafters, talent evaluators, who was looking at Drake May at number two. Mm-hmm. And on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, I wouldn't say he fully capitulated, but he did say he is expecting Jaden Daniels to go number two, Drake May to go number three, based on everything that he has been hearing. So now you have Schefter on Jaden Daniels at number two.
Right.
You've got Jeremiah. You've got Peter Schrager, who is friends with offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury. And I think Kingsbury specifically chose that job with the Commanders instead of the job with the Raiders because he wanted to have some say on the quarterback that he would get. And he has some say there at number two. I think Schrager saying that Jaden Daniels is his guy at number two, I wouldn't say it's because Cliff Kingsbury is whispering to him, but he has a sense of the type of quarterback that Cliff Kingsbury would maybe want. You have those three guys. Now you have Daniel Jeremiah. You have some other sharp mock drafters. Things are pointing in the direction, like to borrow from what Schefter is saying, the signs are pointing to Jaden Daniels, but a lot of indicators are now pointing in that direction. I do think it's going to be Jaden Daniels, but again, nobody definitively knows anything. It's just a whole lot of reading tea leaves.
Yeah, good stuff, Matthew. Good answers. How do you feel? So all your stuff, good points on quarterbacks. Do you feel the same way about wide receivers? About what you said earlier about how the mocks overreact?
It is a really great wide receiver class. And with that in mind, I can see why people would be pushing wide receivers into round one. The thing is, it is also a pretty good quarterback class at the top and a really good offensive line class at the top. But then it drops off after like the first 10 or so offensive linemen. But wide receiver, it stays pretty strong into rounds two and rounds three. And so I think that supply and demand dynamic is going to create a situation where some wide receivers who maybe in other years would have been in round one end up dropping just a little bit to the top of round two because of all of the depth at that position in this class. And so I have a kind of wisdom of the crowds approach. I look at a lot of mock drafts, pull all of that data in and try to say, all right, what are the sharpest mock drafters prognosticating with this situation? And I will say that in 92% of the sharp mock drafts that I have looked at over the past week, they are going under 6.5 wide receivers in round one. Now, that's not to say it's a 92% probability. Mm-hmm. That is what we get, because obviously there's some group thinking here. And it only takes one guy sneaking up one team, making a reach for a guy at a particular position. But I do think it is likelier than not, pretty decently likelier than not, that we end up seeing, I would say, six, maybe even five wide receivers in round one versus the 6.5.
So you bet that under. What price did you bet, if you don't mind me asking? And what would you make it yourself if you were the one booking it?
So let me look at the spreadsheets here. I did bet that the under at minus 240. Honestly, I think that should probably be closer to minus 500.
Wow. Now that's strong. So follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Matthew Friedman. You can follow him on X. He is at Matt F. The Oracle. fantasylife.com. Great website, great newsletter as well. His mock is up there. You're going to do one more mock, I believe, what, on Thursday morning? That's going to be it then?
Absolutely. And then I will put out an unofficial mock on Twitter for the people who follow there, because there are different mock contests. So you got to have one that's sort of like the official final one. But for people who look at mocks for the purposes of sports betting, they want the most up to the date information. I will have an unofficial one that I post on Twitter as we get closer to the kickoff of the draft.
Okay. You're also looking at a college and their prop. It's with the ACC, a number of players drafted in the first round. What do you want to do with this prop here?
This number is 4.5. And I will say this, like, to me is, I wouldn't say like peak degeneracy, but man, I absolutely love the under of 4.5 ACC round one players drafted. In literally 100% of the mocks that I've looked at, we have not had five guys going. And it makes sense. You look at the players in the ACC who are locked in, and I would say pretty strongly do have four. You have Drake May, you have Jared Verse. You go a little bit further down the board, you have Graham Barton, the offensive lineman from Duke. And then near the end of the first round, you get Nate Wiggins. But Nate Wiggins, he actually has a chance of sliding out of round one. And then you look at who could be that fifth guy in the ACC who maybe finds his way in. Maybe it's Braden Fisk, the defensive tackle from Florida State. But I would say he's got a 3-5% chance of getting into round one. Keon Coleman, a dynamic wide receiver, but not that fast. His 40 time is going to knock him out of round one. I would say maybe he has a 3-5% chance of getting into round one. And Nate Wiggins, his chance of falling out of round one, I'd put it at maybe, 15-20%. I think there's a better chance that we get three ACC players than that we get five. So 4.5, I think, is a great number. Honestly, I think this should be priced at 2,000. That might sound aggressive, but I just do not see a world in which we get five ACC players.
I love it. I'm going to be shopping around here anytime now, see what I can find. First defensive player off the board will be who?
Oh, man. It all comes down to what the Falcons do at number 8. And there are two whispers that I'm hearing. One is that the Falcons would like to trade down.
Yes.
And that makes sense. They need a lot of talent. And it ties to the second whisper that they don't see all that big of a difference between Dallas Turner and Leiatu Latu, and that they actually might prefer Latu. And that also makes sense. He has been the more productive player, and he has been cleared of the medical red flags. And the defensive coordinator, or one of the defensive coaches with the Falcons, is the guy who recruited him at the University of Washington years ago. It would not surprise if they take Latu at number 8, or if they trade down and take Latu. And if they trade down, then that means Jared Verse could actually be very live to be the first defender drafted by the Bears at number 9. And so I do have a bet on Jared Verse as the first defender drafted at 11-1.
Murphy went from 10-1 to 3-1, but you rule him out though? You don't like it?
He's got a chance. He definitely has a chance, but I'm hearing more about Latu and about Verse.
Very good. Matt, that was awesome. Could talk to you all day long. Follow him on X. He's at Matt F. The Oracle, and read him at fantasylife.com. Excellent spot. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck with your bets.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You guys have a great draft.
You too. There you go. And he joined us on the Progressive Guest Line. Paulie's going to recap a ton of the betting action from last night in Win Some, Lose Some, coming up next here on VSiN.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
This race for most wins in April is really juicy. Hot and heavy now, with a week left. And the Yankees took a hit with their price. A's won. They were 2-1. Rodon solid again. But again, the A's surprisingly hanging in there, playing good ball. Pirates, 130 up to 150. They won 4-2. Twins took money. Why not? 180 up to $2. They won no problem. Knicks, Sixers under. 209.5 down to 206. 104-101. Home teams in the NBA, counting the play-in games, 16-1 straight up. 16 in a row, right? The first one, Lakers beat the Pelicans. The only road team to get it done. And first half unders are 14-2-1 now. After what transpired last night.
And if you go back the last 3 years, first round plus play-in games, last three seasons, first half under 73-37-3 per Evan Abrams.
Well, here's the thing that's not getting enough attention. And Adam Silver finally admitted it last week. They completely changed how they officiated the games.
Oh, no doubt.
Starting late, they're letting everything go.
Do you think Maxey flying down to the court last night late in that game would have been called 2 months ago? Of course it would have.
Yeah.
But they let him play. It was super physical.
Yeah. It started after the All-Star break when we had all these runs of unders. And now it's just like, okay, we're going to let the physical play go. And we're not, we'll let him, you know, let him play physical. And not going to call like the flailing stuff and the acting stuff for the most part. And the unders continue to cash. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and videos. This is great. This dog is awesome. Look, a pit bull comes in. Now comes in, and he's got the big drink of water, right? But to the side of the bowl of water, he's got a little place to wipe his mouth. And he comes in. Look how smart he is. And he puts it down about, okay, let me towel off here, right? And looking at the owner, I know what to do. And it goes on for about 20 seconds. But just sit there and rest my head and face on the towel because I like to drink the water, but I don't want to drool. And he walks back, and they're like, yeah, good boy. Hey, buddy, great job. He goes, yeah, look at that. How smart is that? That's awesome. Everyone involved, the owner and, of course, the dog, to come in and just, I'm going to wipe my mouth after the big drink of water.
I wonder how long it takes to train him to do that.
No kidding. That's, yes. How he wouldn't, and to be able to do this, and that's his routine.
Yeah, right.
To know, hey, you know, watch, control your drool, right? And watch the water. After you don't want it all over the floor. And he's got he wipes his mouth every time he drinks. And that's his routine and he nails it. Good for him. That's awesome. I like this one. Well-mannered dogs. See? Every dog has got the little bowl, right? There's six of them. But I'm going to wait and put your bowl down and you get your bowl of food and your bowl of food. Everyone gets it, okay, right? And I don't say go. Until everyone, look at the tails going on the two there. But patiently waiting, everyone stay calm, well-behaved, well-trained. And then I'll tell you when you can come in and then, ready, set, go. You can come in and eat your food. Bam.
It's awesome. Go time.
Yep, that's great. All well-mannered, all well-behaved and trained dogs each get their bowl of food. Now, I feel good about this today. And we've been telling you for 6 years when TV topics come up in our lists that you have to watch The Jinx on HBO with Robert Durst. And it was, I never thought they'd do a season two. It was only 6 episodes. It was incredible because he was arrested the night before the finale aired. And as you saw in the first episode Sunday of season two, it's the first time that an attorney or a law enforcement said that a director has provided them information to make a key arrest. So all these people that didn't talk, were reluctant to talk, that come forward, and then it just, Robert Durst is just a total lunatic as well. But it's just, folks, you have to watch it. And we got off to a hot start Sunday with episode one, but go back, it's right there. It was 9 years ago, but it's only 6 episodes, season one, and now we just started, and you see that the ads are nonstop if you watch TV, especially the playoffs, about HBO The Jinx 2. And it started with a bang. I mean, I've never heard of a juror befriending a person who was on trial for murder.
He was starstruck by him and his money.
Sure. And then the lengths people will go to that think, oh, I don't care what you're accused of, what you may have done. If there's money in it for me, I'll help you. Oh, sure. How it ended. Crazy.
This will never say never, but what happened 9 years ago and then into Sunday night, I'm guessing will never, ever happen
again.
Can't
top that. Can't top it.
It happened, folks, this is happening in real time.
Yes.
As we were waiting for the finale back in 2015, this guy gets arrested because of the documentary and because of the evidence they had and that law enforcement agencies did not have anywhere. It was only the director of this show who had all this information and got Robert Durst to talk.
And the spelling of Beverly.
How good
is that?
The fact that Jarecki, who was the director, had that big screening to show the finale of The Jinx Part 1 with his family members, the DA, other people involved, like a whole room full of people, and to watch their reaction when Robert Durst's call with the hot mic. Incredible. Imagine television.
That. Not once, but twice, the hot mic. So good. Unbelievable. Lose some. It happened again. The White Sox were shut out again. I mean, it's Paddock and the Twins. 8 times. It's April! April! 8 times they've been shut out. 15 of the 22 games they've been held to 2 runs or fewer. Huh.
Well, how bad are the White Sox when the Minnesota Twins opened up $1.80 and moved to $2?
And it's Paddock with an ERA of 8.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Blue Jays over, 8 up to 9, no good. 5-3 final. How about the ump show in the Yankees game? Hunter Wendelstedt, where's the apology? Oh, it was a fan who started chirping, not Boone. He tosses Boone. Well, I heard something, so he's got to go. Boone never said a word. The video is a typical ump show about the ego and how out of control these guys are. A fan yelled something. He thought it was Boone, so he kicked him out of the game.
That is why. That's pretty much Exhibit A, Paulie. As a gambling network, this show anyway, we talk about and point out errors by referees and officials all the time. How does that happen? How is that allowed? How is that justified?
How is that allowed? You're right.
How does that guy have a job after yesterday?
Yep, absolutely.
That's as bad as it gets.
You can't be an ump, an official, and be sensitive like that either.
How about...
And have rabbit ears. I mean, come on.
Boone, the video on... There's a camera on Boone the entire time. His mouth doesn't move for a second.
Yep.
And he's the guy who gets tossed, and it doesn't matter what he says afterwards. No, sorry, I'm sticking to my decision.
198.5, Will Hill likes the under game 3. It's still not, Mike Palm was on this too yesterday. It's still not a big enough adjustment in this Orlando series, and they bet the over yesterday, which made no sense. Not even close, 203 up to 206.5. Want to lose some great video, dog video. Maybe Justin will put this up later at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Look at the dog under the coffee table trying to get the cheese it. It's just, he doesn't, there's glass there, buddy. Nah, it's glass, you can't, it's not happening, right? Not happening. Now, he's trying to take a bite, but he got the glass in the way. And now he's got the paw coming in, trying to bite it. Can I get... not happening. No. Several bad beats. 76ers plus $1.60 on the money line. Up 4 and at the line with 40 seconds. They don't score the rest of the game. After the one free throw, Lowry splits the free throws. Brunson 3, steal. DiVincenzo 3, stop, free throws. Embiid misses the 3, drive home safely, Knicks win. Oh my God. Islanders, plus 205. The big one though is plus the puck, the goal and a half. 3-1, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. They lost 5-3. Shot attempts, 110 to 28. I've never seen that before or heard of it in 40 years watching hockey. Shots on goal, 39-12. Carolina wins 5-3. And the Lakers plus 250 on the money line, led by 20 in the third quarter. LeBron, AD, Russell, Hachimura, Reeves, 40 second half points. Oh, boy. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Same game parlays, live betting odds, boost, so much more. Download the app, use code VEASAN. New customers bet $5, get 200 bonus bets instantly. Code VEASAN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. All right. Excellent job. Great videos. I don't know what's more shocking or makes me speechless. The Hunter Wendelstedt or episode one of the Jinx with the juror. I mean, for Hunter Wendelstedt to come out and say, well, someone had to go. Someone said something. He's the manager of the Yankees. He's, what are you, a child? This is unbelievable.
He's making up his own rules?
Yes, that's exactly what he's
doing.
No
accountability again, so he gets away with
it? Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, how dare you talk to me? How dare you criticize me? And then the juror befriending a accused murderer, when that was the said juror who, after the not guilty verdict, said, well, I can tell you, he's the unluckiest guy alive. He's been accused of killing three different people. But the guy admitted to killing his neighbor and cutting him up into pieces and throwing his body in the bay. Now, that's a guy I want to hang around with.
Yeah, yeah. Not guilty. He's not guilty. Another thing, very underrated part. He was going full Ethan Hawke, Mission Impossible. He had a very expensive latex mask made, and he was going to go in disguise and flee to Cuba.
I know.
All true stories.
It was the holdup. Get out, Bob. Get out, Bob.
Number two pick in the draft up next, Grant Paulson, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Is it going to be Daniels?
For a limited time, offering 2 weeks of our exclusive betting splits for free. Just sign up, VSiN.com/splits. It's updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out future events as well. Limited time offer, VSiN.com/splits. Get your free two-week access, VSiN.com/splits.
More NFL draft here. Grant Paulson joins the program now from Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. You can follow him on X. He is at Grant H. Paulson, and he's here now on the Progressive guest line. Grant, thanks for the time today. You have a four-hour radio show in the nation's capital. How much of that show on a daily basis are you talking about the number two overall pick?
Oh, the vast majority of every single day. We're on from 2 to 6:30, and it's doing the heavy lifting for us for sure. I mean, look, people are worn out by the conversation. We've been doing this for a few months. We found out they were getting the number two pick on the final day of the regular season. I would say the conversation at number two ramped up really right after maybe the national championship game, frankly, you know, certainly into free agency. And it's kind of been a Daniels May debate a different way almost every single day as the A topic. So I would say people have been over inundated and they're kind of exhausted by it, but they've got a second win this week as we close in on the finish line.
Well, it has to be. It's such a massive story, and the draft is so big anyway. So now where we're sitting, approximately, you know, 59 hours or whatever away from the NFL draft, and Daniels has turned into a pretty significant favorite to go number two and in a matchup over Drake May, when earlier in the week, those odds really, really shrunk and it was almost turning into a pick 'em. Do you agree with this latest movement here for Daniels to go number two overall?
Yeah, I think Daniels should be the favorite. I would even say the heavy favorite, because there's really no evidence at all that Drake May would be the pick that I've been able to unearth. I think the conversation around May is probably, as funny as it sounds, that there is no noise, right? That there is no mention, nobody saying it's him. Remember, this coaching staff was put together by new head coach Dan Quinn. And about a week before he was hired, nobody thought he was going to be the head coach here in Washington. And that really speaks to this front office led by GM Adam Peters, who's brand new, and most of the people in the building that are running the show, including new assistant GM Lance Newmark, who's helping put together the draft board, are all new. And this is the quietest, most leak-proof front office I've ever been around in Washington, D.C. And I've been, you know, since 1999, tangentially around this team at games and credentials and at practices. I don't ever remember more of the, even the daily beat, you know, being this unplugged in terms of intel getting out. Now, I think what you're seeing with the current line is Schefter continues to quadruple down that he thinks it's Daniels, but he hedges every time. I would say that nobody's hearing anything from Adam Peters at this moment. But, you know, if you're like me, you can hear little whisperings and you can read the tea leaves based on third parties. But I don't think anybody's talking to anybody actually in the building right now.
Well, what will you make of the past week and what this did to your life with agent tweets, bringing in five guys and Top Golf stuff?
Yeah, so I actually personally prefer Drake May. That's who I would take it 1-2. And it kind of made me feel more confident in my assessment of the two players, to be completely honest with you, in that the agent for Jaden Daniels brought a lot of unnecessary noise and, frankly, tension and drama on with liking tweets about not being happy with the Commander's draft process, which I thought was a self-inflicted wound that showed some pretty poor judgment. And also, he's a Heisman Trophy winner, number 2 overall pick, potentially. He was one of the best players we've seen come out of college in a long time. And he's not represented by any of the major power player agents in the National Football League, which is a little bit curious to me, oh, by the way. But look, the player's electric. I get it. 40 touchdown passes, 10 rushing touchdowns, just 4 interceptions last year. Got a Lamar Jackson profile as a runner, probably a more polished passer coming out. So I understand why he would go to, and I certainly get it. But between that and then the noise that he'd like to be in Vegas and he'll accept going to Washington, which is very different than he wants to go to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been some self-inflicted, unnecessary nonsense. And the way I've described it over the last few days is this has not gone as smoothly, and it doesn't sound as exciting for Jaden Daniels and like as fun a process for him as it should when you're going number 2. It seems like, you know, there's a little more drama to it, which is, to me, not a great sign.
Okay, interesting. Now, May Daniels May. Can you completely rule out McCarthy, who yesterday went from 20-1 to 7-1 to go second overall at some spots?
No, not in my opinion. And I've been very adamant about this. So I don't think they're going to take J.J. McCarthy, right? But that is different than ruling it out and saying it's not happening. They like J.J. McCarthy. I mean, everybody that I talk to, the same people that are telling you that Daniels is the most likely choice will tell you that Washington is on McCarthy. I really believe that if they ended up with him, whether that meant, and I don't think they're moving back, but just in a hypothetical, you know, they move back to 4 and take him or something crazy. I think they'd be really happy. I don't view this as Daniels and May or bust to them. I think, you know, even there's even a one suggestion this week locally that, you know, somebody's been privy to finding out that, you know, they may have May and McCarthy tied or close together on their board, which wouldn't blow me away at all. So I actually think that in terms of value, yeah, McCarthy is interesting in terms of a sprinkle, but, you know, Daniels is still the most likely choice.
Great stuff. Mm. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Grant Paulson from Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. Is there any chance they trade out from number 2? Because you've heard every single possible scenario in the book. 10 different teams trading up to number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all over the board. Do you think the Commanders would be intrigued by something like that?
I'd be shocked if they traded out. Look, again, because I haven't gotten anything from the club and they've kept their plan such a secret, I don't like speaking in absolutes and putting things in Sharpie. But this is the one thing I'd feel the best about, saying that it would be really stunning. I just can't see a deal come together. They would need an astronomical package. They would also then need to, you know, find a landing spot in the middle of the top 10 where they could guarantee themselves one of these 4 quarterbacks, which would probably mean you can't go lower than 5. And so, you know, really it just makes it, you would need a team probably to come up to 5 early enough in the night that then they could jump again to 2, which just connecting those dots gets really, really difficult. Like, the team that makes the most sense to come up for Daniels and that would love, I'm sure, to do that is the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Antonio Pierce in Vegas who coached and worked with Daniels at Arizona State. That is Daniels' preference by all accounts to go play for him and to be in Vegas. So that makes sense for those two. But for Washington, if you go back that far now outside the top 10, are you confident in Michael Penix as your QB of the future? Did you just mortgage your opportunity to get you know, potential Allen, Herbert, Jackson type player to get maybe a, you know, a rich man's Tua or something that's a little less high ceiling. It's hard for me to connect those dots for Washington. I don't really see it.
By the way, would that be the play? Let's say it's almost a miracle that happens, or call it what you will, and they trade out and they go back to 13. Would Penix be the play then at number 13, you think?
I think they would need to take a quarterback.
Yeah,
and I don't think any of the other guys would be. Now, Penix also might be gone. I mean, you guys are hearing the same things I am now. Like, I saw at the beginning of the week at some places you could get him on an over-under pick slot at 32.5. And I hammered that. I think that's outrageous. Like, that guy's going not only in the first round. I think there's a better chance he goes in the top 12, 10 maybe, than that he goes in the second round right now. But I guess that's my point, is if you go back to 13, then you're not guaranteed that Penix is there. And now you've completely missed out on quarterback. You can load up the rest of your roster, but you're committing the same foible possibly that Rivera did to begin his career, where his first draft, he needed a QB. He went Chase Young at 2, and he was searching for a quarterback for 4 years and eventually got fired.
You think Penix goes that high, huh?
I think there's a really good chance. He absolutely does. Yeah. I don't think he gets past, you know, 14, 15, something like that. And I actually believe that quarterback run outside of the top 10, one of those teams, probably Minnesota, obviously goes up. But then you've still got Vegas sitting there. I would say that's probably the floor for me that I can envision.
What about Knicks?
I think he's a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Now, it's very possible. I'll say this. If I'm Bo Nix and Penix is off the board and five QBs have gone in the first dozen or so, that comes to fruition, then Nix is probably doing cartwheels with his agent, because everybody gets desperate, right? There's only one more QB before you fall off the Pratt. And if anybody wants either a developmental project or someone to groom for a year behind, you know, a veteran they look to move on from, whether it's Derek Carr or somebody else, you know, then you can kind of make a argument for Knicks in the first round. But if I had to bet right now, I would say he goes in round 2.
Very good. You can follow Grant on X. He's at Grant H. Paulson. Listen to him weekdays at 2 p.m. on 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. Grant, that was awesome. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Be well.
All right. Thank you.
He joined us here on the Progressive Guest Line. Sounds, he said about 70-30 he'd put it on Daniels. But you're not going to be shocked if it's someone like McCarthy. Okay.
The Penix thing is gold. Wow, that's strong.
In Pocket Plays coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're right.
All right. Hurricanes in regulation. Rocking chair winner.
Oh, boy.
I can't imagine if you had the puck line. Man. 3-1 Islanders, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. Although, again, the shot attempts, 110 to 28. That is staggering. Islanders only one shot in the third period. 76ers plus 5, a winner as well. Should have won the game.
Oh, man, you were on both those games at the same time last night.
Nuts. Had Sixer money line, too. But, you know, that's the other thing about when you have the flu. Will Maxey even play? And he comes out, he's awesome. He had the shakes. He had the going. What he was dealing with, and
stunner. That
he was awesome.
Embiid went from questionable to playing no problem.
Uh huh. All right. Three new plays, all in the NBA. Wednesday, taking the Pelicans plus 7.5 against the Thunder. Suns plus 3 tonight. See how they respond against the Timberwolves. If I lose this game, I will come back with the Suns in game 3. And the Mavericks on the money line tonight against the Clippers. I am taking two road teams, even though home teams have won 16 in a row here. But the Mavs cannot fall behind 0-2, knowing eventually Kawhi Leonard's coming back. You can't fall down 0-2 here. Because Kawhi's coming back, and it's still this is a very talented and deep Clipper team. And today we have a big one in League One. Peterborough United, Cheltenham Town over 2.5, over minus 145. Big for relegation with Cheltenham. And big as Peterborough's trying to get top three in the table. But a 35-6 overrun in all matches for Peterborough, over 2.5. Losers Saturday, but right back on the horse here in a day game in League One. Enjoy. Good luck.
All right, we have a common play with the Pelicans plus 7.5. I think this might turn out to be the best series of the entire batch in the first round. Game one was super dramatic, could have gone either way. I do think the two things are going to hurt the Thunder. The overall lack of experience is a thing in the playoffs. But also, as a guy holding Thunder future tickets, they needed to go get Chet Holmgren some more help down low before the deadline. And they added Gordon Hayward, which was baffling to me.
Yeah.
And I didn't even, at that point, I didn't even like my ticket anymore. I'm like, no, they're not going to come out of the West now.
What's the point of having 30 draft picks, first round picks, and not...
Kind of like Baltimore last year in baseball.
Well, you can't take them all anyways. That's
all right. So I think this series is just going to be it's plus 7.5 with the Pelicans. Also, how about this? Any interest in the Pelicans plus 1.5 games? That's at plus 290 or New Orleans plus 2.5 games at plus 145. Now, that's intriguing to me.
Yeah.
I don't think the Thunder take this team out in a sweep or 5 games.
I can see 5. They were awful. Game one, and they still won.
No Zion.
Yeah. That's big, no Zion, yeah.
I'm going to go a little NHL act. By the way, how good is Murphy for the Pelicans?
Good player.
He is. The athleticism for him off the charts. NHL tonight, I'll go with one game. The Predators here at Circa, they're available in 5 states, plus 145. More of consensus out there around plus 140. But I'm going game two here with a road team to bounce back in game two, taking the plus 45 cents on Nashville to get a win here.
All right. Get up to VSiN.com. Everything you want's up there. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, betting guides, Human's mock draft. You got to check that out as well. He was top 5 in the country a couple years ago. Check it out, VSiN.com.
Tonight we get the first winner of an NBA award.
That's right.
They're doing this tonight through Friday. It's going to be most improved tonight.
Coach of the year is Sunday. That's what I got the big ticket on. They'll announce that one Sunday.
You need Daigneault?
Daigneault, yep.
Tonight, leading the way from the ballots that have been collected on this NBA Awards Google Doc, which is awesome. You can just That's all you got to do is Google 2024 NBA Awards, Google Doc, and it pops up. Of the ballots collected right now, Coby White is the small leader ahead of Tyrese Maxey.
He has
43 points ahead of Maxey, who is 43. He also, Maxey has not been listed on a lot of second or third place votes yet, because the people I think who voted have not really done all, they only named who was going to be the winner. But White has been named on 6 second place votes so far. So that's been the difference. He is leading in the clubhouse. But so they've all been collected. This is only public knowledge at this point. Tomorrow night, we get sixth man.
Jalen Williams wasn't even a finalist.
How about that?
Bad. I can't believe that.
And the fact that, again, DiVincenzo and Kuminga weren't even up for the award because of the minutes played. Oh, boy, is that bad. Then tomorrow night, we're going to get sixth man. Now, Naz Reid got out to a roaring lead over Malik Monk. Monk has closed the gap on the publicly known ballots at this point. So I look like Naz Reid was going to run away with it, but not the case anymore.
I think Maxey will win. He shouldn't. And I think Naz Reid will win. That would be my vote, too. And Coach of the Year would be, to me, is Dagnout for what he did in OKC, going from the 10 seed to the 1 seed. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, the Knicks are the fourth team in the last 25 years to win a playoff game after trailing by at least five in the final 30 seconds of regulation. They're the first to win in regulation. Oh, man.
You could see it coming, by the way, from a mile away. In that last minute, the way the Sixers collapsed, their composure was that of a high school team. Unlike a team that has ever faced any trap ever in their entire life or a full court press, they had no idea what to do. And then because the officials like to swallow the whistle this time of year, Maxey goes flying.
Mm-hmm.
Was he totally faking it? Was he flopping?
He was anticipating a foul and thought they were going to call one, and that because they didn't do it in the exact same situation in game one. Like, they wouldn't call the foul. The Sixers are trying to foul, and they wouldn't call it.
Yep.
And then so all that time went off the clock, and the Knicks ran out the clock in game one. And that's they thought, well, here comes the foul. And then Maxey fell down, a turnover, bang, DiVincenzo hits it.
Can you guys maybe get a rebound? Can you block out? Did you forget how to do that?
Hartenstein, beast down low.
Oh, he was great.
Boy, like, what a move putting this roster together for the Knicks.
Their starting five is
staggering.
Really, really good.
They don't have a lottery pick. Look at the second round pick, late first round pick, second round pick. It's great.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? Like this year, 2024, you've heard nothing but this is one of the worst drafts of all time. Okay. I promise you, you're going to get a player or two, probably more than that, later in the draft that will shine and turn out to be outstanding. Probably in the second round, maybe. Greek Freak went middle first round in 2013 when people called that the worst draft of all time. It was bad at the top, I get it, yes. But you're always going to find somebody who's available. Jalen Brunson, I don't care where he was taken. If you don't think he's a superstar, then whatever. Although last night, his shooting was not great. And when you're having an off night, I kind of want to see you pass the ball a little bit more and get somebody like DiVincenzo involved. He needs to be shooting more than 10 times a game. Murray told his teammates that. They told him last night, keep shooting because he was so bad. He got hot. Brunson never found it last night. They still won the game. And you expect the others to play better for the Sixers in game three.
Well, they better.
If they don't, then, forget about it. This is going to be a five-game series.
They also have been laughingly bad. I mean, it's just been vomit-inducing how bad these guys have been. I don't know what's going on with Buddy Hield. He's like afraid out there. And maybe the Garden can do that to you. But Buddy Hield, Batum, Hield, and Harris, I'm not surprised. But still, this guy. I mean, it is laughable. Every 2 weeks when the direct deposit hits, he's got to be laughing. How much money he's made and how his contract.
Well, never forget Jimmy Butler.
Oh, man.
You paid him over me?
Yeah.
Gigantic, and everybody knew it at the time. Huge mistake.
Well, during the play-in game, they booed him off the floor at halftime, and they were booing Tobias Harris the whole game. He wasn't even, is there a draft in here? He's shooting air balls left and right. Yeah. I mean, so don't even want him to have the ball.
I do think the others will play better for the Lakers, too, at home in Game 3. Somebody like a Reeves or a Hachimura, somebody like that. Well, they had three guys go off last night. That's why, a 20-point lead, LeBron, AD, and D'Angelo Russell all put up great numbers, and they couldn't win the game.
The future ticket you should be talking about is Minnesota. I mean, that's the one. The way Denver's looked so far in the last 2 weeks of the regular season and thus far in the Lakers series?
Yeah.
I mean, the one, because Minnesota gave him fits. That is a tough matchup.
Well,
that's the one, because especially, you never know. It could be Minnesota OKC in the conference final. Stranger things have happened. And I really would like Minnesota at that point. And you got, you know, we got 70, 80 to 1 on future tickets on the T-Wolves. I mean, that's what it's set up here, too.
Well, if we get that series, I think either one of these teams, because the Phoenix Suns played the Nuggets extremely well this year and in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can beat the Nuggets. I think the Wolves can absolutely beat Denver in the second round, if that's who we
absolutely
get.
Absolutely.
And if that's enough of a plus price, I'm going to have to take Minnesota mm-hmm. there on that, yeah. If we get it again. Can tonight top or match last night, I should say?
Yeah, that's hard.
Oh, I mean, boy,
those
it was so
epic
good.
Collapses, right? The finishes, that's hard to do.
That'll do it for us. If you miss any of the show, you can go back and search Follow the Money wherever you get your podcasts. Also, we have shows going on all day long here. Up next, the numbers game. You can listen at vsin.com. See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.